This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Administrative Professionals Week started yesterday, and if somehow that passed you by, you've still got some time because Administrative Professionals Day is until tomorrow. It's been around since the 1950s, used to be called, as you might imagine, National Secretary's Day. And even if it's not what comes to mind when you think of major holidays, in some industries, it's a pretty big deal. And that gets us to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Miles Johnson, and I am the owner of Fiori Floral Design in Seattle, Washington. So a year ago, we were closed for 4 weeks. It was frightening. I had no idea what to expect and whether or not there'd be business left when I reopened. I sent out an email letting our customers know that we were reopening, and Administrative Professionals Day was coming up and making sure that people knew that we were there for them. My web traffic just spiked immediately. The phone was ringing off the hook. After the craziness of Admins Day, because we were so much busier than we've been in the past, it was just kind of like, I think we're going to make it. Admins Day would be definitely behind Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, probably the third largest floral holiday. And this year, we're planning on it being big. We're bringing on lots of extra staff and planning our merchandise assortment to be much deeper than it was. You know, between the classes and the wedding and event business, we lost, you know, nearly a third of our business just almost overnight. But the daily orders have more than made up for that. When the new, you know, post-pandemic normal settles in, you know, we'll definitely be back and having more weddings and events. I think that the daily orders, I think that will continue, maybe not on the scale that it is when people can't see each other in person. But people have recognized that flowers make people happy.
Miles Johnson there. He owns Fiori Floral Design up in Seattle.